Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome once again to Line of Judah Online. The subject we're doing at present is called He Gave Gifts Unto Men, and we're doing topic 4, God Does the Calling into Ministry. Barnabas and Saul appointed. We go to Acts chapter 13, verse 2. And they ministered to the Lord and fasted. The Holy Spirit said, Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then having fasted and prayed, they laid hands on them and they sent them away. If a so-called prophecy does not confirm what you have in your own spirit, forget the prophecy. Seeing a need is not a call to ministry. An anointing evidences divine call. The ministry gifts people who are called by God into full-time ministry. These ministries are not based on natural gifts, but on spiritual gifts. With the new birth, one is equipped with certain spiritual talents to equip them to stand wherever he is set in the body of Christ. The ministry gifts consist not in name, but in power, and we see this in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. All the work of the ministry comes under the leadership of Jesus Christ. We go to Mark chapter 16, verse 20. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ is the head of the church. Preparation is never lost time. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show yourselves approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Along with the call into ministry goes the submission to the will of God. People who have the call of God on their lives and who are also people of integrity, honest and sincere, will stay hooked up with God. Do not despise the days of small beginnings in Zechariah chapter 4 verse 10. God will not violate his own rules. His word says he will not put a novice into office of a deacon. 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 6. One thing that hinders people in ministry more than anything else is trying to stand in a wrong office. Intruding into the wrong office can cost you your life. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 6 to 7. He must not be a recent convert, or he may be puffed up with the conceit and fall into condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must be well thought of by his outsiders, so that he may not fall into disgrace, into the snare of the devil. The scripture is very clearly saying that you don't put someone into a spiritual office position when they're just born again or they're a novice. People who are put into spiritual positions need maturity, and that comes with time and also the word of God. We do not put people who are just born again into positions of being pastors and things like that. They need to prove themselves in time. The Bible says that you will know them by the fruit. You will know their ministry by the fruit. You will look at the person and see what they've done, how they're operating. But in general, you don't put a person who's just born again into a leading spiritual position. They can come under somebody and learn and grow, but they can't go directly into a position and run that position. I hope this teaching today on God does the calling into ministry and preparation is never lost time. I hope these two teachings today will give you more understanding, more clarity as you go into the things of God. The most important thing to understand is God is the one who calls people into ministry. People do not put themselves into the ministry, and nobody else puts another person into ministry. It is God who does the calling. God is the one who equips the person with talents and abilities, spiritual gifts to stand in that ministry position. And quite often that is confirmed in a person's heart or their spirit, and it's also sometimes confirmed by somebody with the word from the Lord. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed this message, and God bless.